Coming up soon on the Health Report, our producer Shelby Trainer goes to dental school for the day and actually does a filling, all in the search for the reason why people do dentistry.
Psoriasis is often just considered a skin condition by many people, but it's actually a lot more complex, Norman. People don't realise that it can impact your risk of heart disease, increase your risk of mood disorders like depression. It's also pretty common, affects about 2.4% of Australian adults.
Well, and runs in families. It's actually in my family. I don't have it.
Oh, is it?
People in my family do.
There you go. It does have a very strong genetic component, but there's been a lot of updates in terms of management options, and there's some work being done to better guide people with the diagnosis of psoriasis when it comes to their risk of heart disease, which is actually higher than you might realise. I spoke to dermatologist Dr. Anika Smith.
It's a chronic inflammatory skin disease, but our understanding of this condition as a systemic disease has really evolved in recent times. So we know there's a number of important conditions associated with psoriasis, namely psoriatic arthritis that affects about 30 to 40% of patients with psoriasis. Perhaps most importantly, there's about a 2 times increased risk of heart attack and stroke in this cohort, and that's owing to accelerated rates of atherosclerosis. And along with that, we have increased prevalence of all the known cardiovascular risk factors, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes. The metabolic syndrome obviously is increased in this cohort. We now understand too that the altered inflammatory burden in the skin, if you like, can also impact on brain neurochemistry and may in part be responsible for some of the depression and anxiety we see in this cohort. Other well-established associations include other autoimmune diseases such as celiac disease increased, but I'd say the main ones that we focus on in clinic and that may influence our therapeutic decision making in terms of choosing the right drug for the right patient strongly rest with the joints and also now the heart risk.
Wow, it's a lot, isn't it? I think a lot of people still don't realise just how much is involved in this diagnosis. When you talk about the metabolic risk and heart disease risk, at the moment, is there a clear consensus or a guideline for prevention of heart disease in people diagnosed with psoriasis? Should they be getting extra checks, cholesterol checks, blood pressure checks?
Look, there's acknowledgement amongst international cardiovascular guidance that psoriasis should be included or considered as a cardiovascular risk enhancer. The actual truth is that psoriasis is an independent cardiovascular risk factor. So having psoriasis is equivalent to having hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia.
Oh, wow.
And that, as you've already acknowledged, yeah, it's underappreciated by clinicians in the space, and also patients simply are not aware. Our national cardiovascular prevention guidelines, concerningly, psoriasis doesn't get a specific mention. Rheumatoid arthritis does, but actually the cardiovascular risk that psoriasis carries is equivalent to diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis. So we're really seeking to address this, and there's a national consensus happening as we speak so we can best serve our patients and obviously identify those most at risk.
But for people listening, if they have psoriasis, so if you're in the car driving and you've got psoriasis, it's probably worth thinking about having a heart disease risk assessment, at least talking to your GP about cholesterol, blood pressure, smoking status, physical activity.
Absolutely. Anyone with psoriasis should have a heart health check annually. And we don't say this to alarm patients. It's really to inform and empower so patients can self-advocate, modify lifestyle.
When it comes to management, there are more options available now. And if we just focus on the skin for a moment, so we're talking about those thick plaques that can impact people, really impact quality of life. I think people often envision the tar, the messy tar or steroid, but are there more topical therapies now available?
The treatment space has really evolved. Fortunately, our topical therapies have become a little bit more elegant. And obviously, if they're smelly and cosmetically displeasing, people aren't going to use them. So the most effective topical agent we've got at the moment is a combination of a potent topical steroid and a vitamin D agent. And that's a foam-based formulation. But obviously, choice of topical very much depends on the site you're treating, the person you're treating, and their history. So we start off with topicals, and phototherapy according to severity, as you've already mentioned. But I think an important point to note is it's not necessarily how much of the body is covered in psoriasis. We now understand that high impact site involvement, such as scalp, palms and soles, genitals, which take up on the whole a very small percent body surface area, still impact on quality of life enormously, and they are deserving of appropriate therapy, including systemic therapy. In the systemic realm, so that's tablet therapy and injectable therapy, there's been massive evolution. We've got new tablets, which are really great at switching off skin inflammation, also treating joints. And then in the injectable space are these specially designed proteins, if you like, that target the key inflammatory or immunologic pathways that are very specific for driving psoriasis. We now think that the drugs that are most effective at clearing the skin are the ones that are probably going to be most influential in terms of reducing the risk of developing these comorbidities, but also are the most powerful when it comes to quality of life improvement.
So the systemic therapies actually help disease management, but also reduce the metabolic risk, so might actually have an impact on the risk of heart disease.
Correct. So we've had other researchers internationally show reduction in some of these high-risk coronary plaque phenotypes, if you like. What we now need to establish is whether that translates to less heart attacks and stroke.
Is the risk of heart disease and metabolic risk with any psoriasis? So I'm just thinking for someone who's got a couple of plaques maybe on the arms, is it more disease, more risk, or any disease, there is a risk?
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head. Any disease, there is a risk, but that risk increases according to severity.
Okay.
So more than 10% body surface area denotes the highest risk. So that's more than 10 palms worth. But it is well established that even just 3% body surface area, so that's a small amount of skin psoriasis, does carry an increased risk, albeit not as great if you have more inflammatory burden on the skin.
There was a recent study in JAMA Dermatology, Anika, that looked at the Mediterranean diet in addition to the medical therapies. Are there particular lifestyle interventions that do have evidence for people with psoriasis?
Yeah, we assessed recently compliance with Mediterranean diet in a local cohort, and it seems as though it's somewhat underappreciated that the Mediterranean diet holds value for a lot of inflammatory skin diseases, including psoriasis. Exercise is beneficial as well. Reducing weight. Weight is a really important one. If we carry excess weight, because we know it can drive psoriasis severity, but also mediate resistance to therapy, in particular the biologics. So we're seeing a lot of promising data evolve with the GLP-1 agonists in this space that doesn't exclude addressing those critical core foundational components of diet and exercise.
That was dermatologist Dr. Anika Smith.
On ABC Radio National, you're with the Health Report.